washes his car.
We can do it again. Can't do it.
Norman comes home, he is tired, he has been at the factory. He collapses in slippers in front of the TV and he sleeps. He's pushing 50 and feels that his life has passed him by. Where are the things that he knew that he'd have in his youth? Alice is tired, she's done all of the shopping but forgotten the meat for tea. Tries to make do, but she still knows that it's second best. She sighs once more and wishes that she was young again. Struggles to recall why life was going to be fun. Alice and Norman have been together for over half of their lives. Have been saving money for over half of their lives. Their retirement dream is now just a figment, something that'll never arrive. And at the weekend, Norman gets a chance to mow the grass. And on Sunday at 11:36 he washes his car. Find their way back to their bars, back to the land which was dreamed for them by somebody else. They have forgotten how to dream for themselves, of course. Alice and Norman have been together for over half of their lives, but their silver wedding more of a tribute to marital guidance than Norman's great size. Alice and Norman would sit in their silence, dreaming of what they would buy. When Alice and Norman have loads of money, nothing will stop them from flying. Wondering where we went wrong. And I'm looking at Alice and Norman and at their place and their son. Alice and Norman have been together for over half of their lives. Silver wedding. counsel, guidance, and passionate sighs. Alice and Norman have been wronged by a system which promises what it cannot provide. Alice and Norman, just two of the millions, all pursue similar lives.